This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now this dam story. Dozens of dams get demolished around the country each year. Maybe they've deteriorated, or taking them out restores rivers and habitat. In North Carolina, conservation and environmental groups and the Eastern Band of Cherokee people want to remove a small dam that's nearly a century old, but this requires federal money. WFAE's David Borax has this story.
The Ela Dam opened in 1925 across the Oconaluftee River in Swain County, North Carolina, on the Tennessee border. Upstream, the river and its tributaries flow through the land of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians.
Ela Dam has disconnected our entire watershed and our tribal lands for nearly a century.
Joey Owl is the tribe's Secretary of Agriculture and Natural Resources. He says removing the dam would let aquatic species return to Cherokee lands. Some are endangered or at risk, like a fish called the sicklefin red horse, once an important food source.
This dam has served its purpose. Let's get back to restoring nature as it was.
The best way to restore a stream is by removing a dam.
Erin McCombs is with American Rivers, a partner in the Ela Dam proposal. She says the project would restore fish, mussels, and other creatures upstream. The Cherokees have pushed for removal for years without success. That changed in 2021 when the dam's gates opened unexpectedly, sending 8,000 tons of sediment downriver. After that, Owl called the president of the dam's owner, Northbrook Carolina Hydro, and asked, "Can this dam be removed?"
And to my own surprise, they're like, "Yeah, let's get a conversation and let's bring some partners to the table."
Within weeks, they had an agreement. Northbrook's Kurt Whitaker manages the dam. He says given its small size and the potential cost of more repairs or spills, the deal made sense.
We spent money, we tried to do the right thing, and the river is in good shape. And it's nothing that we ever want to go through again.
Northbrook plans to donate the dam to the Cherokees. The tribe has asked U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for $10 million from the 2021 federal infrastructure law to remove it. Tim Gestwicki of North Carolina Wildlife Federation says the project fits the law's intent.
So the money is there. We hope and pray that we won't miss this opportunity.
A decision on funding is expected by June. Permitting and removal could take 3 years. In Swain County, North Carolina, I'm David Borax for Marketplace.